Hello, and thank you for joining me for the first part of the Ah Man Recovery Newsletter for December 2020. And as we enter into December, let's remember the uniqueness of it. For millenniums here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's been held sacred. It has held a sacred meaning. It was a time of the year when the days became less, nights grew longer until we experienced the most prolonged and darkest moment. But then, the light began to come back, and in length, and gradually, it outshone the darkness. This darkness and light comes in many forms. We have each have experienced it in our own way, seen it unfold before us, listened to the experiences of light and darkness of those who have gone before us in word or in print. It is ever unfolding of this world. No matter how much darkness is being experienced, there is always some light left in the world. No matter how much light occurs, there is still some darkness. The one who created the light and dark in this designated place has done so for many reasons, some of them that we can comprehend, most of which we cannot, at least not with the intelligence we gather from our empirical knowledge and the rationalization we draw from it. Our limited intelligence is trying to understand and comprehend the unlimited. Kind of reminds me of someone banging their head against the wall to get rid of a headache. The only way to truly understand the duality of this world is to go beyond it. As Einstein has said, we cannot solve the problems with the same thinking that has created them. How do we go beyond this limited thinking? This thinking that we are male or female, American or African, brown or yellow, Jewish or Hindu, privileged or underprivileged. By remembering who we are, without all those bodily designations, by rising above those designations when needed. In all scriptures, it tells us that we are the light. We are that eternal spark. Each of us has the unlimited light within us. The light experiences the darkness similar to how we experience the changing of the seasons. It comes and goes. In the world we live in, there will always be those covered more than others by the darkness. It is the way of this world, ever reminding us of the duality in it. Each of us are different. One of the many illusions of the darkness of this world is that some believe they can make this world of duality one of utopia, where we are all the same. Nowhere, no one has to experience any unfairness, poverty, conflict, etc. And that if everyone had the same equity, everyone would be happy. This is the great illusion of the world, thinking everyone should have the same equity and the same equality, and we should all start and end in the same place. That's the thinking of those playing God. And this goes against the law of karma, the laws of nature. Each of us came into this world with our own personality, our own abilities, and our own destiny due to our past actions. It is up to us to live to our full potential and discover those abilities. Living to your full potential will bring you to a different place than someone else living their full potential. Each of us is uniquely different from each other. Each of us. Just as each of your children are different from each other. There's a saying, human beings are born with different capacities. If they are free, they are not equal. If they are equal, they are not free. And that comes from a Russian freedom fighter, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I just butchered his name, but that's it. The goal of human life is to be the light, which means to live our lives to the fullest. The scriptures tell us how to do that. Be yourself and be the light in this world. How do we attain that goal? Is to become both fully human and divine, following the path laid out in sacred scriptures of prayer, meditation, contemplation upon divinity is the way to help us to live to our full potential. Please don't get fooled again into thinking that we are in charge. We do all we can, donate, lend a helping hand, vote, etc. But remember to let go of the result and remember who is ultimately in charge. In the second part of this newsletter, I'll touch on the sacred days of Hanukkah and Christmas and try to pass on what has been given to me about the deeper meanings of these holidays. The third part of the newsletter contains the invitation to let your light shine. Take some time and experience this gift. Love only, Michael John.